gospel， 后三章呢，他在讲述神的儿女。
In the last three, it says how to apply the gospel to our daily life.
今天我们通过《以弗所书》第五章15到21节的信息。
Today will be through the message we just read.
我们来分享神的儿女应当怎样行在这罪恶的时代。
We'll be sharing how we should walk in this evil age.
让我们起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你的面前。
Oh heavenly Father, we come before you.
因为我们知道你是那位又真又活的神。Because
we know you are the true and living God.
你不但是父神，你不但是从却公义的，你也是慈爱怜悯。
Father, you are not only the righteous, but you are also the loving God.
父神，我们谢谢你在主耶稣基督里拣选了每一个女儿。Father,
we thank you for you have chosen in Christ each brother and sister.
让我们能够在世能够由主耶稣基督你带领我们，
so that in our life we can have Jesus Christ leading us.
让我们不孤单。
So that we are not alone.
主，就求主你今天带领我们今天的敬拜。
Oh Lord, please lead our today's worship.
主，让你的话语就像是活水的管道流淌出来。
So that your word will be flowing into our hearts just like a living water.
主，让每一个你的儿女或者是来听到的福音朋友能够听到你的话，就能够知道主你的旨意。
So that each brother, sister, or friends who listen to your word, who know your will,
赐我们每个人一颗谦卑受教的心，
and give us a humble and teachable heart.
主，愿主你的圣灵运行在我们中间，
and may your spirit work among us.
让我们通过敬拜来荣耀你，
so that your name will be glorified through our worship.
我们祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的，
I will pray in the name of our Jesus Christ. Amen.
感谢弟兄姊妹的爱心。
We thank the loving heart of the loving of brothers and sisters.
给我们安排了安静舒适方便的地方来居住。
So that we can live a comfortable place.
我住的地方还附近还有一个公园。
There's a park around our apartment.
我常常在早晨在那里跑步。
I often have a walk. In the park.
有一天呢，我像往常一样在跑步。
One day, just like usual, I was running.
跑到中途，我就觉得有点口渴。
At the middle, I find I was thirsty.
而且在前面不远的地方，我看到一个饮水器。
And then, not far from that, I saw a fountain, a drinking fountain.
于是我停下脚步呢，就想去喝水。
So I stopped and I wanted to drink.
我刚弯下腰呢，还没有开始喝水。
But as long as I bent my I bent myself to get water,
我就被一簇蚊子包围了。
And I was surrounded by a group of mosquitoes.
于是我赶紧地跑。
Then I began to rush away.
我就边跑边想。
And while I was running, I was thinking.
于是我得出一个结论了。
I conclude that
饮水池旁边有好多蚊子。
There's many mosquitoes at the fountain.
下次呢，我千万不能再出来这里喝水。
The next time, I will not try to get water from this place.
而且我还回到家告诉孩子们，说你们以后不要来这个饮水机旁边喝水。
When I get home, I also tell my children not to drink in that place.
因为那里有好多蚊子。
Because there's many mosquitoes.
又有一天早晨。
And then another time.
我照样去跑步。
I was again running in that place.
我经过那个饮水机就跑过去。
And then I passed through the fountain and I went through it.
我再往前跑的时候，
and as I run further,
看到两只鹿正在一片路旁的草地上吃草。
And I saw two deer eating grass.
我于是停下来拿出照相机来准备拍几张照片。
So I stopped by and took off my camera to take some
我刚打开照相机，它没有对焦效果。
As soon as I took the camera out and I was not even ready to focus on,
又被虫子包围。
And then there was another group of mosquitoes surrounding me.
我又开始跑。
And then I started running again.
而且我也边跑边想。
And I kept thinking.
我忽然觉得我跑于什么
？I suddenly feel that I was full.
我上次的判断根本是不正确。
And what I concluded last time was not correct.
而且我还把它当作一个好的经验告诉我的孩子。
And I thought that was a good experience that I shared with my children.
现在我才知道。
Now I know.
我被蚊子包围叮咬，并不是因为饮水机旁边。
I was bit by the mosquitoes, not because there was mosquitoes in the fountain.
蚊子到处都有。
And there was mosquitoes everywhere.
我被蚊子叮咬的原因是。我不慎重。
I was affected by the mosquito because I was careless.
顺着我的意愿就停止跑。
And I acted according to my will.
停下。
And I stopped.
手边又没有防止这些抵挡蚊子的攻击的这些武器。
And I did not have any protection.
于是就成了蚊子叮咬的对象。
So that I was a target of the mosquito.
我由此不想不由地想到了一个问题。
So then again, you remind me a question.
如果这样的愚昧没有智慧
，if such foolishness，
那么我又生活在这样一个罪恶的时代。
And we are living such a evil age.
战争、饥荒、洪水、飓风。
There's the war. There's the flood, and there's typhoons,
地震、海啸这些灾难连续不断。
There's earthquakes and tsunamis all over the places.
再看我们所生活的社会
，and let's look at the societies around us.
欺诈、谋杀
，there was a murder and there was a deceit.
恐怖袭击、赌场、酒吧、色情场所
，there's terrorists.And immorality places
到处可见
，you can see everywhere。
再加上电视、电脑游戏、互联网，也在毒害我们的思想。
There's the bad things in television and internet. They are poisoning us every day.
也把我们宝贵的时间夺过去。
And they took us our precious time.
如果我们不慎重行事
，if we don't act shrewdly，
我们会被这个罪恶的世界所吞没。
And then we'll be devoured by the evil time. And then we could be perished along with this evil world.
其实在圣经中早已把这个罪恶时代描绘得非常清楚。
Actually, in the Bible, it already described this evil time.
我们可以看提摩太后书三章一到四节。
Let's read the Second Timothy, chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章一到四节。
Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 4.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸、狂傲、毁谤、违背父母，忘恩负义。心不圣洁，无亲情，不节约，好说谗言，不能自约，性情粗暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱耶乐，不爱神。
But mark this, there will be a terrible time in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lover of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy.Without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
所以今天呢，我给今天的讲到了一个题目，就叫“行在罪恶之内”。
So today's sermon title is called "Walking in the Evil Age."We wish that through today's preaching, we can learn a thing today.
在这个罪恶的时代，我们必须谨慎而行，而且必须归顺圣灵充满。
So we must act wisely and be filled with the Holy Spirit during in this evil age.
我们通过两个方面来理解这段经文。
Understand the scriptures through two aspects.
第一，要谨慎而行；第二，要被圣灵充满。
The first one, walk carefully, and second one, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第一节我们看，要谨慎而行。
The first one we have to look at is walk carefully.
这是十五章第十五节到十七节。
This is mentioned in verse 15 through verse 17.
我们先看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
谨慎是指小心翼翼，在做一件事以前要认真思考。
Being careful means that you must think before you act.
就像我们通过一条危险的地带。
Just as if we're passing a dangerous path.
我们需要前后左右的看好了再往前走。
We need to look around carefully before we go and start walking.
形式呢，就是我们怎样处理我们生活中所遇到的任何问题。
The action is how should we handle the things around us.
在圣经中，愚昧人、愚妄人、愚顽人，这都是指没有智慧的人。
In the Bible, the unwise, the foolish are the same kind of person.
我们看圣经中描述的愚昧人，怎么样描述？
Let's see how Bible describes the foolish person.
我们看一下真言书。
Let's read the book the Proverbs.
我们先看真言书十四章七节。
Chapter 14, verse 7.
看看这些经文怎么来描述愚昧。
We'll see how this describes the foolish person.
真言书十四章七节他说，到愚昧人面前。不见他最终于知识。
Stay away from the foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips.
十八章二节。
Chapter 18, verse 2.
愚昧人不喜爱明哲，只喜爱邪恶心意。
A fool finds no pleasure in understanding.
六到七节。
But delights in hearing his own opinions.
他在这章六到七节。
The same chapter, verse 6 through 7.
愚昧人张口起争端，开口便遭鞭打。愚昧人的口自取败坏，他的嘴是他生命的网络。
A fool's lips brings him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is undoing, and his lips are snared to his soul.
我们再看十九章三节。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 3.
人的愚昧侵犯他的道，他的心也抱怨耶和华。
A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord.
我们再看二十三章九节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 9.
你不要说话给那愚昧人听，因他必藐视你智慧的言语。
Do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your word.
圣经中还有许多的话。圣经中还有许多描述愚昧人的这些境界。
There are many other passages in Proverbs describing the unwise man.
那么圣经是怎么描述智慧人的
？How does it describe? How does the Bible describe the wise man?
我们看一下箴言书九章十节。
Let's turn back to Proverbs 9, verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
四章六十六节
Chapter 14, verse 16.
智慧人惧怕，就远离恶事；愚昧人却华傲自恃。
A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless.
我们再看十五章二节
，Chapter 15, verse 2.
智慧人的舌散发知识，愚昧人的口护住愚昧。
learned for the wise and the unwise.
我们可以知道智慧的人敬畏神。
And we know that the wise fear the Lord.
愚昧的人藐视神。
And the foolish man, despise God.
智慧人不但有知识，他也会用正，也会正确的使用知识。
And the wise man not only have knowledge, but he also know how to use knowledge.
而知识呢，在愚昧人手中可能会成为灾难。
But knowledge for the foolish man can be disastrous,
因为他不敬畏神，
because he does not fear God.
看第十六节。
Let's go to verse 16 of Ephesians.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
光阴呢，就是时间。
The opportunity means time.
爱惜在圣，爱惜在原文中是救赎或者赎买的意思。
Making the opportunity means we are to purchase, redeem.
所以以弗所书一章七节说
，So the in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 he says,
他是这样说的，我们借着爱子的血得为救赎。过犯得以赦免，乃是照他吩咐的恩典。
In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
所以这里呢，以这里的爱惜跟救赎，它是用的同一个词。
And here is the same redemption, the word redemption I used.
那么爱惜光阴，也就是看神所赐给我们的时间和我们的生命一样宝贵。
Making the most of every opportunity is just taking the God's time is the same as our life.
所以我们应该好好的利用这段时间来做讨神喜悦的事。
So we must make use of this time wisely to please God.
其实在这个世界上
，actually in this world，
生命与时间是一样宝贵。
Life and time are the same precious to us.
因为大家可以想象，当我们生命结束的时候。
And we can imagine, by the time our life gets an end,
神赐给我们的时间也会同时结束。
The same amount of time will be terminated.
所以讨神喜悦呢，它就是爱神。
To be pleasing to God is to love God.
爱神就是遵守神的命令。
And love God is to obey His command.
我们可以看一下约翰福音十章十五
节。Let's turn to the Gospel of John, verse 14.
约翰福音十四章
啊，我读
十五节
，verse 15。
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。这是耶稣说的。
If you love me, you will obey what I command. This is what mentioned by Jesus.
那么什么是神的命令
？What is God's command?
神的命令就是圣经中神所吩咐他的儿女所做的一切。
God's command is what God recorded in the Bible.Tell his children to obey.
有的是神的儿女应当遵守的生活准则。
It is the principle that the children of God need to follow.
我们看一些，我们看其中理解。我们看希伯来书十二章。
We read one passage in the book of Hebrews 10, verse 25.
希伯来书。Hebrews, 对 Hebrews, 希伯来书，对十章二十五节啊
，10:25，
希伯来书十章二十五节也要接受，你们不可停止聚会，好像那停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some men are in the habit of doing.
所以这是神命令他儿女的一个命令。
And this is like a example of his command.
在神的命令中，也有的是神让他的儿女来拥有属灵的武器，好抵挡魔鬼。
Also in his command, there are some cases.God give us His arms so that we can shield against Satan.
但这里边 有魔鬼的攻击，也有他的诱惑。
We'll face the attack from Satan and also his temptation.
我们一起看一下以弗所书六章十三到十八节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13.
以弗所书六章十三到十八节。
From verse 13 to verse 18.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副武装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外，又拿着信德道的盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
好，我们一起看第十七节。
Now let's continue to read verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
什么是糊涂人？
What is the foolish man?
糊涂人就是指明白知道神的教训。
It means those who understand God's teaching,
但是却凭着血气行愚昧之事，而且与神的教训背逆。
Actually, but he acts foolishly by disobeying God's word.
圣经中我想到两个故事。
There's two places in the Bible.
一个是大卫他一生寻求神拜神。
And one place is that David was seeking God during all his life.
大卫却他却在一时的糊涂犯了奸淫和谋杀的罪。
But he also committed adultery and also murder.
他可以说是聪明一世，他糊涂一世。
And we can say that he was wise most of the time, but foolish at one time.
而约瑟呢，他对淫妇多次的诱惑。
And Joseph, facing the temptation from the adulterous woman.
他因为敬畏神。愿意做讨神喜悦的事
，because he was fearing God and he wanted to please God，
所以呢，他就逃避淫妇，所以他没有犯大罪。
So he tried to escape from the temptation, so he did not commit the crime, the sin.
那么，什么叫神的旨意
？And what is God's will？
我们一看一下《帖撒罗尼迦书》五章十六到十七节。
We'll turn to Thessalonians.Chapter 5, verse 7.
Thessalonians 前书五章 verse 第十七节
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Verse 16 to 7. Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
在同一本书里面的第四章第三节。
In the same book, chapter 4, verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远离淫邪。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
所以他的意思是什么呢
？So what is his meaning？
他的意思是神要圣徒单单爱他。
So So his will is let his saints to love him only,
而且要用全心的去爱，
and love him wholeheartedly.
雅各书四章四到五节说，
In the book of James, chapter
四章，雅各书第，雅各书第四章第四到五节，
James 4, verse 4 to 5.
雅各书四章四到五节，你们这些凌乱的人呐、啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是烈爱，是与嫉妒吗？
James 4 verse 4 to 5, you adulterous people, don't you know that?Friendship with the world is hatred toward God. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes the enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit is caused to love in us unwasted intensity? So the Bible is telling us,
神要我们专一的去爱
God wants us to love Him alone.
如果我们去爱别的东西胜过爱神
If we love anything else other than God
神呢就神他会觉得非常的痛心
And God will be feeling very sorrow
所以他在罗马书十二章一到二节
So in the book of Romans
十二章一到二节
12 verse 1 to 2
这也是我们今天的经句背诵
This is also our case memory verse
他说所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，教你们查验何为神的良善、从绝和喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true love.Your true and proper worship, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
下面我们一起看今天我们要分享的第二点。
Now let's turn point number two.
我们也要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with Holy Spirit.
这叫记在十八节到二十一节。
And this is the passage, verse 18 through 20 verse.
我们先来读第十八节。
Let's first read verse 18.
不要醉酒，就能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk or on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
要和不要在这段经文中出现了许多次。
There are do's and do nots. In this passage, many times.
要呢，就是神命令他的儿女去渴慕，或者是去追求某种品行，或者是心态。
The do's are the ones God wants His people to pursue, or to seek for.
不要呢，就是神警戒他的儿女去拒绝或者避免某种恶习或者思想。
The do nots are the ones God wants His people to be alert to escape from those.
不要醉酒就是拒绝或者避免醉酒。
Do not get drunk is to refuse to drink or try to get away from drinking.
而要被圣灵充满就是要去渴慕或者追求一种经常性的与神美好的关系。
And be filled with the Spirit is for us to seek a relationship with God.
它既是主动的，也是被动的。
It's both passive and direct. Passive.
主动呢，是指我们自己要去渴慕或者去追求这种与神美好的关系。
And one thing we must act ourselves to seek for this relation.
那么被动呢，是指最后的结果要由神来。
The other means that the final result is accomplished by God.
我们是我要举一个例子来说明。
Let's use an example to illustrate.
如果你想申请一份工作
If you are seeking an employment,
你需要某个人来推荐你
you might need five recommendation letters.
那么这里面有被动跟主动的两层意思。
So there's both sides.
那主动是指你必须去主动找五个人给你写推荐信。
One way is you must find five people writing these recommendations.
而被动是这五份推荐信是由这五个人来完成。
The other is these five letters must be accomplished, fulfilled by each one of them.
那我们怎么样去主动的渴慕或者追求被圣灵充满？
So how do we seek to be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit?
第一
，First，
我们要承认并且求神来赦免我们一切的罪。
First, we must ask God to forgive us our sins.
我们一起看一下约翰一书一章九节。
Let's turn Bible, First John, chapter 1, verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。我若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洁净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以这一点是让我们清除我们与神关系上这个障碍。
So this tells us, we know the obstacles between us and God.
第二。让神的话能够丰富富的住在我们的里面。
Secondly, to let God's words to be richly dwell in us.
这是指我们读经、祷告、默想。
This is in the area that we read Bibles and meditate on.
或者是灵修、听道，或者是我们家庭崇拜。
Or we worship in our individual time.
这个在哥罗西书三章十六节。
In the book of Colossians.Chapter 3,
我们现在哥罗西书三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God.
所以这一点是要求我们要以跟神保持这种美好的关系。
So this requires us to have a good relationship with God.
第三
，thirdly，
我们自己应该是倒空我们自己，也就把我们自己。
We must empty ourselves. That means we must be humble to God.
我们知道我们自己的无知，也知道我们的无能。
We acknowledge our incapability and how we are unable.
就像马太福音五章三节所说的
，Just like the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 3 says.
马太福音五章三节告诉我们。这是登山宝训，是神在指登登山宝训告诉我们的：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
This is recorded in the Sermon on Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
所以这是神告诉我们，我们要让神来掌管。
So God is telling us we are to ask God to control us.
好，我们下面一起来看一下。醉酒与被圣灵充满，它有什么相似性，有什么区别？
Let's look at this, the similarities and difference between the drunk and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，醉酒与圣灵充满，它的相似性有两点。
There are some similarities among the two.
第一
，First，
二者均是因为外界的因素所致。
It's all caused by exterior reasons.
醉酒是被酒所控制。
To be drunk is caused by the drink, the wine.
而被圣灵充满，人是被圣灵所控制。
And to be filled with spirit is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
第二，二者都有举止行为上的变化。
A second similarity is that all has a change of the actions.
那么醉酒的人他会胡乱讲话。
The drunken will speak foolishly.
而被圣灵充满的人可能会说方言，也或可能会说别国的语言。
Those who are filled with spirit may speak in tongues or other languages.
这在使徒行传二章一节还有四章。二章一到四节，还有十二到十三节都有记录。
These are recorded in the Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and also recorded in chapter 4.
我们再看醉酒与圣灵充满的不同。
Let's look at the difference between the drunk and the filled with spirit.
第一，醉酒它会使人放荡。
First, the get drunk can let the man to be not doing in his reputation.
但是呢，被圣灵充满绝不会如此。
But not the same for being filled with Holy Spirit.
第二，醉酒者他会失去自我控制。
The second one, those who are drunken will not have control for himself.
而被圣灵充满者他表现出来是温柔跟节制。
But those who are filled with Holy Spirit will behave gentle and also self-controlled.
这在加拉太书五章二十三节你可以去看到。
And you can find those in Galatians 5:23.
下面我们一起看一下被圣灵充满的表现。
Let's look at the manifestation of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
看十九章十九节
，Let's read verse 19。
当用诗章、颂词、礼歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美。
Speak to one another with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
诗章就是旧约中的诗篇。
Songs means those.Songs in the Old Testament.
颂词也叫圣诗。
The hymns
是直接称颂赞美神的诗歌。
Are the songs to be used to praise the God.
而灵歌就是指一切属灵的歌曲。
The spiritual songs means all the songs that spiritually.
比如圣徒彼此相爱的歌曲，或者是圣徒生命逐渐成长的一些歌曲。
All the songs that used in developing the Christian life.
那么彼此，经文中所说的彼此对唱，还有口唱心和，这是指一群圣徒呢，他们被圣灵充满，他们就会一起一应的来读诗篇，或者是用不同的声部，或者是用不同的，或者在同一首诗中唱不同的片段。
This verse 19, it means that Christians are to read the Psalms and use all the Christian songs in harmony.
我们再一起看一下第二十节。
Verse 20.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Always giving thanks to God and the Father for everything in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这里凡事是一切所谓的好事或者是坏事。
In everything means either bad or good things.
我们都要感谢神。
We must be thankful to God.
而圣灵引导被圣灵充满的人知道和接信神是良善的。
Those people who are led and filled with Holy Spirit and know God is loving. He's a loving God.
他是全能的，也是全知的。
He's the Almighty and know everything.
发生在我们生命中的一切事都是对我们有好处。
And all things happen to us are actually mean good to us.
我们一起看罗马书八章二十八节。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 8:28.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人。
know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
他也引导我们，能够让我们能够知道，当纪念耶稣基督。
And He also lead us with how to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
纪念他一切所做的。
Remember all the things He has done for us.
特别是他在十字架上所成就的。
Especially what He has accomplished on the cross.
对他儿女的救赎。
The redemption to His children.
我们看这回节。
Let's read the last verse.
又当从敬畏基督的心彼此颂。
Submit to one another out of the reverence for Christ.
这里的彼此颂福。
The submission to one another.
它前面有个前提。
There's a pre-request.
就是当从敬畏基督耶稣基督的心。
It must come out of the reverence for Christ.
并非单独的每个人顺服每个人。
It doesn't simply mean that one must obey the other.
它是指被圣灵充满的神的儿女。
It means those who are filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且这些神的儿女，他都是基督耶稣用宝血充满的。
And those are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
作为一个整体，我们都是主的身体。
As a whole thing, we are His body.
作为个体，
As an individual,
我们每个圣徒都是肢体身上的一个肢体。
We are part of His body.
每个肢体都是平等的。
And as each individual part, we are equal.
当我们作为肢体来一起侍奉神的时候，
So when we serve the body together,
每个人都要为别人的好处来卑微自己。
Everyone must humble himself so that he can serve for the others.
来肯担当责任。
And he can bear the responsibility.
来共同背负重担。
And so that we can share the burdens together.
来彼此帮助， 来彼此鼓励。
To help each other and encourage each other.
来一起建立身体。
And to edify, to develop in God's body.
我们一起看一下以弗所书2章19到21节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2,
19到21节。
Verse 19 to 21.
这样，你们不再做外邦人和客旅，是与圣徒同伙，是神家的人了，并且被建造在使徒和蝎子的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
所以这里呢，他并没有破坏主所设立的教会中的管理秩序。
So it does not destroy the ordering in the church that God established.
他们也没有破坏什么家庭中成员的关系。
Nor it destroyed the relationship among the Christian families.
所以针对这个彼此。 彼此送福呢，我们这儿有一个小故事。
So about the submission to one another, there's a story.
这故事说有一个5岁的男孩子。
There was a 5 years old boy.
他的父亲常带他去医院做化疗。
And his parents often bring him to have this radiation treatment.
这位父亲呢，他总是面带微笑，满头龙发，非常潇洒。The
father is always with smile, and he has he has hairs, very thick hairs.
而儿子呢，他总是戴一顶帽子。But
the child is always with a hat,
因为他做化疗掉光了头发。Because
there's a hair falling during the treatment.
突然有一天，儿子跟父亲一起来。
And there's one day, the father came with the child.
大夫发现。 现儿子戴帽子。
And the doctor finds the child is not, didn't wear any hat.
已经看到父亲也剃光了。
And also we find the father also get his hair cut.
儿子跑到戴夫那跟戴夫非常高兴地讲。
And the child, the boy talked to the doctor.
他说爸爸说他要跟我一起长头发。
And he tell the doctor that dad told him they will grow the hair together.
对，我从这故事都知道，儿子跟爸爸，他爸爸愿意跟儿子来一起承担他的。
So we learn from this story the father is willing to share the difficulty with the child.
所以这是我们说彼此顺服的意思。
And this is the example of how to submit.One another.
好，我们今天通过今天以弗所书五章十五到二十一节。
So today we have read this passage.
我们知道我们现在处在一个罪恶的时代。
And we know we are living in the age of evil time.
我们必须要谨慎行事，做罪恶。
So we must act carefully and be wise.
我们也要被圣灵充满。
And we must be filled with Holy Spirit.
在这个罪恶的时代，要遵守神的命。
And in this evil age, we must obey God's command.
更要活出一个神儿女所要应有的形象。
And we also are to live a life in God's image.
也要用神所赐的能力、智慧。
And we also are to use the power and wisdom from God.
来抵挡、拒绝魔鬼的攻击和诱惑。
Resist the attack from Satan.
我们能够如此做，并不是因为我们自己有什么能力。
We can do this not because we have the, power.
但是神给我们的应许。
But it's from the promise of God.
我们一起看加拉太书一章四节。
Let's read Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. So we walk in this evil age. We are not alone. And we shouldn't be feared. Because we know our Lord Jesus Christ, He is always with us.
他已经胜过了死亡，他胜过了这个世界。
He has overcome the death. He has overcome this world.
他如今就坐在父神的右边。
And He's sitting at the right hand of our Father.
所以我们应该是每日的就是靠神的恩典，靠神的命令来过我们每日的。
We must live a life according to God's word and according to God's grace. That to glorify His name. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. You have gathered all your children together in your holy temple so that we can worship you.
如果我们知道我们是一群无知的、软弱的、无能的人
，Oh Lord, we know that we are a group of people without any capabilities.
我们又生在这罪恶的时代之中
，and we are living in this evil age.
我们更需要主你的帮助
，we need your help more.
主帮助我们行人生的道路
，so please help us to walk in our life.
也让我们不要惧怕，不要担心。
That we are not fearful and we have no worry. Because we know that you are with us.
So, 谢谢
we thank you.